Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the 8th week in Ordinary Time, May 26th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Mark, where Mark writes, Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Peter's words come from a place we know well. "We have given up everything and followed you." There is sincerity in that statement, but also a quiet question underneath it. Was it worth it? Did it matter? Have we lost more than we gained? This is not just Peter's question. It is the question of every disciple at some point. There are moments in the spiritual life when the cost of following Christ feels very real. We give up comfort, control, recognition, certain relationships, certain paths we might have taken. We surrender dreams, or at least reshape them. And sometimes in the silence we wonder, what do I have to show for it? Jesus does not dismiss Peter's question. He receives it, and then gently transforms it. He promises that no sacrifice made for him is ever truly lost. What is given up in love is not erased, it is multiplied. The one who leaves behind follows something greater, not always in the way we expect, not always immediately, but deeply and eternally real. Yet Jesus is also honest. He does not offer a prosperity gospel. He speaks of blessings, that's true, but also of persecutions. The path of discipleship is not a transaction. It is a transformation. What we receive is not merely more. It is new. A new heart, a new family, a new way of belonging to God and to one another. And this is the quiet shift Peter and us must make. Discipleship is not about what we have given up. It's about who we have given ourselves to. When love is real, sacrifice no longer feels like loss. A mother does not count what she has given up for her child as loss. A priest does not measure his life by what he might have had. A faithful disciple, over time, begins to see that nothing surrendered to Christ is wasted. In contemplative prayer, this truth becomes even clearer. Sitting in silence before God, we begin to notice that the deepest gifts of discipleship are not external at all. They are interior, peace that does not depend on circumstances, freedom from needing to control everything, a quiet joy that cannot be explained but is unmistakably real. We begin to understand that what we gave up were often things that could never truly satisfy us, and what we received was Christ Himself, and that is everything. So perhaps today, instead of asking, "What have I given up?" we might ask, "What have I received? Who has Christ become for me?" Because in the end, the disciple's life is not defined by loss, but by love. And love, when it is given completely, always returns as life. Let us pray. Jesus. You call us to follow you with our whole lives, not holding back, not counting the cost. When we are tempted to measure what we have lost, teach us to see what we have received. When sacrifice feels heavy, remind us that nothing given in love is ever wasted. Draw us nearer into your presence, where we discover that you alone are enough. Give us the grace to follow you freely, trusting that in you all things are made new. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at one of the gospel passages and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.